Hi, this is Chris Griffin, editor for SearchSMBStorage.com. I'm here today to talk about network detached storage with Ashish Nadkarni, principal consultant with Glasshouse Technologies. With over 14 years of experience in the systems and storage industry, Ashish has a vast experience designing and implementing complex storage solutions. How's it going today, Ashish?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. Let's jump right into it. First off, what are the benefits of NAS for SMBs?
The key benefit is the ability to consolidate structured and unstructured data into a file-sharing environment that utilizes the existing IP infrastructure. Since NAS clients rarely required any additional hardware to access data, the initial investment is contained to the NAS array itself, and what you find is most NAS environments are self-contained and do not require any additional software for basic functionality.
Okay. So is a NAS a better network storage option for SMBs than a SAN or a mixed solution?
Absolutely. It is a much better option. As stated before, NAS can leverage your existing IP infrastructure, very rarely requires any additional hardware or software to access, and it easily integrates with corporate security and authentication domains such as RADIUS, Active Directory, and LDAP, making it a very attractive option for SMBs.
Okay. And with NAS prices declining, which vendors are positioning their offerings to fit the SMB market?
What you'll find is most major vendors such as EMC, NetApp, Hitachi Data Systems, and even HP have recognized the importance of having some sort of NAS offering in the SMB space. And they now offer low-cost or I would say slash-tiered solution for these markets. Additionally, several startups have come up that offer NAS solutions for the SME market, with different options around lower cost disk and such. Additionally, network storage vendors such as Netgear and Cisco now offer NAS solutions for the SME space as well.
Okay, so are there any best practices for selecting a NAS system in an SMB environment?
So cost is the primary driver for this SMB space. I would say, amongst other things to consider, is to determine if the product is viable in the market and the serviceability, ease of use, including the implementation and configuration of the environment itself. The other thing to look at would be the environmental footprint, such as power and heat, and even rackability of that product. Other key factors to look at would be backup and recovery, the ability to internally tier the storage, and of course, scalability.
Okay. And how about a NAS filer? Can that work for SMBs? And how about clustered NAS?
So clustered NAS is typically defined as a concurrent multi-node access and servicing of data. It's usually accomplished by implementing some kind of a distributed or a clustered file system that allows any node to serve data regardless of where it's located or who actually owns it. In a traditional NAS environment, the head or the filer head actually owns that data, is what's going to serve it, very much like a server-based file sharing environment. So if the server or the head goes down, you can typically have a passive or a standby node pick it up and serve that same storage. Traditionally, NAS has also suffered from a scalability issue at the higher end, and the inability to service multiple concurrent connections. And what clustered NAS does is it kind of overcomes these limitations by dynamically distributing client connections to multiple heads. The key thing with clustered NAS, again, is cost, which will need to be considered in the SMB space.
Okay. And do you believe that virtual NAS solutions can fit in an SMB environment?
Virtual NAS solutions do fit into an SMB NAS environment as long as you can find the benefit of, consolidating various SAN islands into a single kind of a solution. In a typical SMB environment, there's a potential to have data strewn all over the place in the form of ad hoc file serving environments. User data can stay resident on employee desktop and laptops, and exposing it to the risk of getting lost or falling in the hands of unauthorized individuals. So by consolidating it, consolidation in the form of virtualization, it allows the company to get rid of such SAN islands and or ad hoc file serving environments. And then more importantly, to enforce a single or common policy for security, data protection, and access. Virtualization, NAS virtualization, is one of the ways in which you can bring about this consolidation. The other option to consolidating NAS is to just invest in a single scalable environment and then migrate everything to this and to this new environment. Virtualization has been around for a while. It's not gained or lost any popularity per se. Most vendors are now offering virtualization as a function in their filers, in their products. So it's something that you don't have to buy extra to install in.
Okay, great. And finally, can you provide any tips for consolidating NAS boxes?
So some of the things to look at would be to examine your data types and try and consolidate it based on the different types of data that's stored on your file sharing environments. The other thing to look at would be how is this data accessed and what are some of the data access profiles. So, for example, is this accessed on a daily basis? Is this accessed on once in a while? Or is this accessed in a kind of an ad hoc manner? So classifying data in a very kind of a loose sense would allow you to consolidate it based on its profile. The other thing to do is to kind of take a stock of how this data is accessed, as in, is it accessed over a single network in the corporate office, or is it got remote connections? And if there are remote connections, look at having a file sharing environment in a single home office can benefit remote offices and such. And lastly, just look at how much you're willing to invest in a single NAS solution that kind of is a one-size-fits-all approach. It might just turn out that consolidation may be an expensive option. If you're going to invest all of it in one shot, you may look at a tiered solution or a sort of a pay-as-you-go solution, which will allow you to start small, and then as you start migrating stuff to the product or to the new environment, you kind of grow. So that way, you're not making a huge initial investment, and you have a chance to try it before you invest heavily in it.
Okay, great. Well, this is great information, Asis. Thank you.
You're welcome.
To learn more about network attached storage as it relates to the SMB market, please be sure to visit searchsmbstorage.com.